This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Oscar fans, nominations are just days away. Who's going to make the list? We think we know. I'm Tom O'Neill with Gold Derby, here with Ann Thompson of IndieWire, Pete Hammond of Deadline Hollywood, and Tim Gray of Variety. Looking ahead at this race, we have now the Golden Globe winners. We have the PGA, DGA, and most of the Guild nominations. And four movies stand out that have swept, more or less swept the boards. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917, The Irishman, and Parasite. Two other movies have overperformed with the Guilds and other awards, and those include Joker and Jojo Rabbit. So Anne, you first, to size up this front runner status thing.
I would say that Jojo Rabbit is in better shape than 1917.
Wow, great. But
because it didn't get SAG Ensemble. So I look at SAG Ensemble, I look at the PGA, and I look at the DGA. And so four movies have gotten those, and Jojo is one of them. Jojo is the one to look out for, but I do think it's Parasite versus Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Those two are perfect, and they're going against each other and could split picture and director.
I actually disagree on the SAG part of it about 1917. It was not ready in time. They had started voting for SAG on November 14th. This movie had not even been shown to anybody at that point. People were voting in SAG at that point, and it's not actor-centric. It's a technical feat. George MacKay and Dean Charles Chapman are great, but that's too competitive in the supporting and lead actor categories this year. For that to figure into SAG and as an ensemble.
But would you say that 1917 has huge support from the biggest branch of the Academy, the actors?
I don't think the actors are against it. I think they're seeing it now. In fact, Sam Mendes used the Golden Globe win as a commercial for its opening this Friday.
He said, go to theater.
And go to theater.
And I agree with him.
It should
be seen in theaters.
And he's so thrilled. He said, I saw him at the after party that NBC Universal had, and he said, look, when I was here last, American Beauty was out for 4 or 5 months, and we didn't have this problem. Nobody's seen my movie, really.
On the circuit this weekend, because we were all at all the Golden Globes parties and everything, thank you very much, a lot of people said they hadn't seen 1917.
Yeah.
Now, they presumably did before they voted on Tuesday.
I don't know. I'm not so sure. I talked to some Academy members right here in our live studio audience today. And they were talking to a lot of people who were sort of caught unawares that the voting was ending, even though the Academy has blanketed the town with reminders of it.
But Another example of why it was a very bad idea
to go so early this year.
We're getting killed, everybody. This is hard.
And why did they do it so early this year? Do you know?
Oh, I do know exactly why.
Tom Hanks is the answer, correct?
Well, a year and a half ago, I was having lunch with someone that's on the board, and they said, we have to do something because it was the lowest ratings ever, the last Jimmy Kimmel show, not last year's show. We have to do something. And I said, whatever you do, don't move it earlier, because they've always threatened to do that. And I said, everyone else is just going to move earlier, and it's just going to be terrible. And they did it. They moved it earlier. It was a panic move. Then they got higher ratings the next year, but it was already too late. This was all
in
place.
It is going back to the old way.
It's going back next year. They realized it was a mistake
after
they got the higher ratings, but they're stuck with it, so it's a one-time thing right now.
Well, actually, I have a column next week saying that, pointing out how the earlier date change when they moved in 2004, it has affected the voting. I mean, people think it's like it's more of the same, but in a shorter period. But it's like the results are different.
It also hurts the films that are hoping to get a bump during the nominations period, which is actually a big deal.
No,
they're not
going
to get. They're not these. Of all the things that the Academy set out to do, they ended up hurting the theaters.
Well, exactly. I mean, in theory, Oscars were created to encourage movie going.
Correct.
And this is, you know, because in the old days, under the old schedule, I mean, a movie like Clemency or Richard Jewell or
Just Mercy,
audiences would have time to discover that. Now it's like, you don't have time. It's like, ballot enclosed, with January, 7th, 8th?
Yeah, 7th. Yesterday.
Yeah.
In the race for Best Director, Marty Scorsese, Quentin Tarantino, Bong Joon-ho have all done consistently well at the big awards. Sam Mendes has rallied spectacularly as well. Do we all believe that all four of them are definitely in and it's just a matter of that fifth?
It's between Todd Phillips and Taika Waititi, which is a
and
big
no
surprise.
Noah Baumbach?
And Noah Baumbach, he's a possibility.
And what about
Taika getting the DGA was surprise.
Huge. But Dan, that's an example of what you're talking about, where with the shortened season, JoJo has built its audience
Correct.
And its mojo all along, and we're seeing it now. We felt it at Toronto. We knew it had this.
It won the audience prize.
It won the audience prize, but then it stumbled for a while with some critics, and now it's taking off, and it's hard for us as Oscarologists with this shortened schedule to map it.
JoJo and Joker are comparable in the sense that they have not the same high level of reviews, and it doesn't matter.
Yes, it
I
does
love
matter.
Telling the critics that they're irrelevant.
The Oscars did that last year.
They are, except for me.
Pete, you're more than a critic.
But the critics are irrelevant when it comes to if somebody likes a movie, if the Hollywood Foreign Press says, this is what I like, that's what they're going to vote for.
But I'm also going to argue that the Hollywood Foreign Press is irrelevant.
Well, not so much because...
They give a little buzz to a winner.
Yeah, they
but
do.
But especially this year,
yeah.
Half the ballots were presumably in already.
But when you say irrelevant, you mean they don't affect the Oscar outcome?
Neither do they predict it.
No,
at least
exactly.
The guilds, you know that there's an overlap, or BAFTA even.
Yeah.
You do know there's an overlap.
In recent years, though, all four acting winners at the Oscars first won Golden Globes. And last year, they were like right on the money of anybody for right down the line. So they are getting better when it comes to that, but I agree with you that in the past they've been in weird places sometimes and not exactly picking movies that stand the test of time. But
this may be one of your questions. I'm really curious what you guys think Rocket Man is going to do. That is a weird one.
I think, and I just went on Gold Derby finally and did my choices here, and I think Taron Egerton's going to get in.
Looking we're at not talking segment. About acting yet.
Okay, all right.
Picture.
All right.
Does it get in for picture?
We're not allowed.
Right. Does it get in for
picture?
Yeah, good question.
I don't think so. No, I don't think there's room for it. And also with the Oscars, I don't know how many pictures they're going to pick.
Usually eight or nine they go.
Yeah. So I don't think there's room for it this year because there's a whole bunch of them that really are in every contest. If you look at the guilds, they are in lockstep with each other with the movies this year. It's very unusual to see everybody sort of agree on the seven or eight movies that are the leading this pack.
So it's also interesting to look at Marriage Story and Little Women. Partners, Baumbach and Gerwig, they're in the same place in a weird way. They have support from actors and writers,
but not
a lot of others. And they're not so heavy on the crafts. And you'd think Little Women would be.
Yeah, well,
it
Little
came
Women's
out too
a beautifully
late.
Crafted just, movie. It should be.
They screened it, though. It
they screened
like
it early, but,
it.
But in terms of TV commercials and momentum. And we're going to go down the line here and wrap up. Name the movies that can win Best Picture.
I think those movies are Parasite, Jojo Rabbit, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and The Irishman.
Okay, you didn't mention 1917, so I'll start with 1917 and match your other four.
He asked for four.
Well, I
take
cheated.
One off.
No,
take one off.
No, just narrow
take
it down.
One off.
No,
Jojo Rabbit, I'll take off.
Okay.
Tim.
No, wait. How many are we supposed
allowed
to get? Four.
Four or five. What are the movies that actually?
Well,
can
I'll go with
win
five, which is basically Anne's Four plus 1917. I mean, I think those are it. It's just a really good year, and I think in any other year. A lot of movies would have a much better, like Rocket Man, I think would have been a shoe-in for Best Picture nomination at least, but I just don't know this year.
What do you think? You are the real experts at Gold Derby, because quite a few of you beat the experts now and then at Gold Derby, and here's your big chance to do it again and prove that you're the best prognosticator in Hollywood.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.